Time for another Medical Monday on eRadio, where we talk ophthalmology with Dr. Dylan Joseph. And today we're talking about PCO, but I think it's probably safer if I leave the full name for Dr. Joseph to give to us. How's it going, Doc?
How's it? Yeah, no, very well, thanks. Yourself? Yeah, hope you had a good weekend.
I did, thank you. How was yours?
Yes, fantastic, thanks. Folks are visiting from Joburg, you know, trying to twist the rubber arm to get them to move down here, but you know, I think the fair weather played its part and hopefully contributes to the final decision.
Yeah, no, definitely. But so today, PCO, posterior capsular opacification.
Opacification, that's it, absolutely, yeah. So what is PCO? It's basically an opacification or a whitening or a clouding of the little membranous bag that the new lens lies in when we do a lens replacement surgery, whether it be a human lens that doesn't have cataract for a refractive procedure, or so to get rid of contacts or spectacles or reading glasses, or for a cataract procedure. So we're replacing the human lens, putting it into the old lens's bag. So we're keeping that bag structure intact, and over time that bag becomes cloudy. And when it becomes cloudy, or opaque, we call it an opacification, and it's of the capsule, and it's behind the lens or the posterior aspect of the bag. So you get the anterior aspect, which is in front of the lens, and then the posterior aspect. So this is specific to the portion of that bag that becomes cloudy behind the human lens, and it affects your vision quality.
Okay, and why in general does it form, Dr. Joseph?
When we remove the human lens, which is collagen fibers and epithelial cells, there are microscopic epithelial cells that remain within the capsular bag after doing surgery. So we can't see all those cells. Some of them are in the periphery, so out of our view of a microscope. And what happens is those cells, over months to years, migrate onto the surface of the bag, not the lens, importantly. People think it's the lens that's opacifying, or that there's a problem with their vision and cataract surgery has caused it, but it's merely the bag that becomes opaque. And when those cells migrate into your central visual axis, so directly where you're looking, then it becomes visually significant. So sometimes we'll see early opacification, and we can tell our patients about it and just be aware of the symptoms. But it's at the six-week postoperative review, I will tell my patients that this is the symptom to look out for. A little bit of misty vision, hazy vision, like you're looking through a frosted window pane. And it's a gradual onset, but it's a permanent change to your vision. And when that happens, then you are symptomatic of a PCO.
Okay, and does everyone get it or not everyone?
The majority of people will get it, the vast majority. In fact, you know, 90% plus of people who have had cataract or lens replacement surgery are going to develop a PCO. Depending on, obviously, surgical technique, how you thoroughly you clean that out dictates the speed of onset of these symptoms, but also the type of lens material that you're using. So different lenses, and that's another discussion, have different compositions. So some attract water, some repel water. And the different lenses, actually, depending on what you have in the eye, can either have a higher rate of PCO or an earlier rate of PCO. At the end of the day, I warn my patients at the six-week post-op mark that if I don't need to see you within the next year, just be on the lookout for these symptoms. If it happens, then we can sort it out for you.
Can you explain the symptoms to us? What should we look out for?
So once again, it's the it's a gradual change to your vision. So often people, if they note, hey, I've got fantastic vision, I'm seeing 3D or high definition, and things look crisp and clear. Over 2 years, people do notice that it becomes a little misty or opaque. Not opaque, misty is the word. And if you get up on a really cold day and you look through the bedroom window and it's all sort of misted over or frosted over, you know, that's a really dense PCO, but even a light frosting on the window That's a symptom that people notice. They just say, well, you know, vision quality isn't quite as sharp as it used to be. It's not quite as in focus as it used to be. I'm noticing that things look a little bit hazy. So those are your typical symptoms of a PCO. And it can happen anything from usually about 3 or 4 months after surgery right up until 6 years after surgery.
Wow. Okay. And let's talk about treatment, Dr. Joseph.
So very, very safe, very simple and effective treatment. It's called a YAG capsulotomy. In fact, we've discussed that on a previous episode, and it's for the posterior capsular pacification on the applications of two of those episodes. And we do it as an in-office procedure. It can, you know, we often advise people if we're doing both your eyes to have someone drive you in, because we do need to dilate your pupils again. If we're doing one eye at a time and you've got good vision in the other eye, then you can simply do the one eye at one setting. And if you find that it's made a significant improvement to your vision quality, then we can do the other eye at any stage that then suits you. So it's a YAG capsulotomy that is quick, painless, and that's the thing. It's really, it's painless. People don't have to stress about that at all. They see bright flashing lights for about 40 seconds, and that's the how long the treatment lasts per eye, approximately.
Okay, and Dr. Joseph, does it recur?
No. So once you've done the YAG laser, is a disruptive laser, so it actually breaks open the bag. So we specifically only break open the bag in the central 3 millimeters of your visual axis, and those leaflets that we break open actually fold backwards, and they stay open then permanently. So YAG laser is a once-off procedure. Infrequently, if we see a patient that's had a previous YAG and the bag isn't completely open in that central 3 millimeters, there can be a bit of scaffolding for those epithelial cells to regrow on certain parts, and so we just simply then, you know, YAG laser that again. But as a general rule, no, it is a once-off procedure and doesn't need to be done again.
Okay, and one more question for today's Medical Monday. Do medical aids cover it?
So a YAG laser is associated to your primary surgery, which was your cataract surgery, which is a PMB. If you also recall that topic, it's a prescribed minimum benefit. And by law, PMBs need to be covered actually in full at the surgeon's rate by the medical aids. In our practice, we do the YAG laser at your medical rate, ad rate. So if you're a Discovery member or ProfMed member or GEMS, we will do the YAG laser at what your medical versus you for. So we get, on the day of the YAG laser, Mariska will give your medical aid a call and get authorization for that procedure on the day. And we haven't to date seen that medical aides then refuse it, because it is a PMB and related to your primary surgery, which was the cataract surgery or the lens replacement surgery. Yeah.
Fantastic. Dr. Joseph, how do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, we're based at the Vision for Life Clinic at Advanced Health Center in Knysna. Mariska can take your calls on 044-150-0085, www.drdylanjoseph.com. And we also have a number of social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We've got a YouTube channel, which we upload all these fantastic podcasts to, and a lot of really great media regarding ophthalmic procedures, laser procedures, lens procedures. So hopefully there's, you know, to those questions, there's a lot of answers on our YouTube channel. So please subscribe, go and like it, and follow us. And if you've got any questions, you're also welcome to send a mail to info@drdylanjoseph.com, and Mariska can help you out.
Excellent. Dr. Joseph, thank you so much. That's another Medical Monday for this week. I hope you're going to have a great week.
Thank you, Ian. You too. You too. All the best.